Mesechzos per Gimel Shiyud Chesn through per Dalad Mishne Gimel. Rabbi Lozer Chisma or Adam Mishnayas read Rabbi Liezer Ben Chisma. Oimer, Rabbi Lozer Chisma says Kinin. Kinin is a reference to the laws discussed in Mesechus Kinim when different types of bird korbonos get mixed up with each other and what one needs to do in those situations. And the entire Masechta pretty much is dedicated to complex situations where many different birds get mixed up together, and there are many different calculations involved as to all of the possible cases, all of the possibilities which need to be taken into account. Alright, and in addition to that, Ufischei Nida, and the beginnings of when a woman is a Nida, a woman needs to count in a certain number of days each month in order to know when she is Tomei as a Nida, and the Mishnah is referring to cases where she lost count. And once again, all of the various different possibilities need to be calculated, and these calculations can get quite complex. So these are really two examples of areas of Torah learning which involve complicated calculations, and are also much less common and practical, and can really be more difficult to learn. But nevertheless, says Rabbi Lozer Chisma, hein hein gofei halachos, those are the main laws which should occupy one's Torah study. It's true that it might be more difficult, but it means that you'll go deeper into the concepts and come out with a greater level of understanding. You shouldn't be put off by the fact that it's more complicated and harder to understand or to calculate. Another explanation is given by the Meiri, who notes that Maseches Kinim is the last, it's the final Masechta in Seder Kodshim, and Maseches Nida, at least in certain versions, is the final Masechta in Maseches Taras. So it's really the final Masechta of all of Shas. And so the Mishnah is hinting to the fact that one who really wants to become a Talmud Chacham needs to master and learn all of Torah all the way until the end. Of course, Torah is unlimited and you can never get to the end, but in terms of knowing the basic knowledge of Shas, that is entirely necessary to further in one's learning. On the other hand, Tekufos, learning about astronomy, even though it's important and it's part of Torah, and it's used to calculate things relating to Rosh Chodesh and other similar areas of Torah, nevertheless, it's less primary than those more complicated areas, which are less, so to speak, mathematical. The gematrias and numerical values of different things. Once again, this is part of Torah, but this is not the main, most essential part of Torah to know. Rather, they are considered to be parprois lachochma, metaphorically speaking, a dessert of one's wisdom. It's sort of the extras, which one certainly should aim to know, but it's less essential and necessary than the actual pages of Gemara and Shas all the way until the end, like the Meiri explained. Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, Ben Zoymo Omer, Ben Zoymo says, Izil Chacham, who is considered to be a wise man, a true wise man according to the Torah's definition, Halomen Bikol Adam, one who learns from every person. Not somebody who's the biggest genius in the world, naturally, who has the talents or the best memory or something like that, but one who learns from everybody, one who is seeking that knowledge wherever he goes and from whomever he meets. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Dovid HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Mikol Melamdai Iskalti, from all those who taught me, I became wiser. And of course, a great level of humility is needed and required for this, because this includes learning from those who are smaller and less clever and less knowledgeable and younger than he is. But the Mishnah is telling us that we should humble ourselves in order to further our knowledge and wisdom. Secondly, Ezo Gibor, who is considered to be a truly great, mighty, strong person, Hakivishus Yitzray, one who conquers his Yitzhahara, his evil inclination, who gives him the desire to do forbidden things. One who can overcome that is really the strongest person in the world. That battle is far more constant and far more a part of life and even more difficult than using one's physical strength against somebody else. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Toiv Erech Apayim Megibar, one who is slow and who's slow to anger is considered better and more significant than one who is physically strong. Umoishal Beruchai, and one who rules over his spirit, Meloichid Eir, is considered to be more significant than one who conquers a city. To change one's nature when one's nature tells him to do one thing and he goes against it, that's one of the most difficult things in the world, and one who manages to do that is truly strong. Thirdly, Ezu Osher, who's considered to be a wealthy person, Hasameach B'chelkai, famously one who is pleased with what he has. If you're not pleased with that which you have, that which Hashem has given you, then it's not going to make a difference how much wealth you have. you're always going to want more so you don't feel like a wealthy man. Whereas you can have many people who have far, far less wealth, but they are pleased with what they have, knowing that that's what Hashem wants them to have, and therefore they're the most wealthy people in the world. They are not lacking anything, because they know that what they have is exactly what Hashem wants them to have, which by definition means they're not lacking anything, and therefore they're the wealthiest people. A wealthy person who is not lacking anything, who is not pleased with what he has, he is lacking something. Whereas one who is pleased with what he has, and he trusts that that's exactly what Hashem wants him to have, so he feels like he's not lacking anything. So it's really true, he's considered to be far more wealthy. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yigia kapecho kiseichel, you will eat as a result of the toil of your hands. Work according to how much you need to work, but have trust that Hashem will make sure you have everything that you need. And Ashrecha v'tov lach, you will be fortunate and it will be good for you because you will truly feel wealthy, because it's really a state of mind. And the Mishnah notes that the pasuk says Ashrecha v'tov lach, you will be fortunate and it will be good for you. And that's hinting that if you have the right level of betochen and trust in Hashem, that he's given you exactly what you're supposed to have, then Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, fortunate are you in this world already. V'tov lach b'olam haba. And of course it will be good for you in the next world, in the Olam Haba, but not only that. You will be the happiest person in this world. If you look around you, it's totally obvious to see that people who have real bitachon, real trust in Hashem, are so much more happier, and they lose all anxiety and nervousness and worries of life by having that full trust in Hashem. So even in this world, they end up being much more happy and, so to speak, wealthy. Alright? And finally, Ezo Mechubod, who is considered to be a truly respectable person, a Mechabed Sabriyos, one who respects other people, Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Ki Mechabdai Achabed, because those who respect me, I will respect. Uvoizai, and those who disrespect me, Yekolu, they will be considered light and insignificant and of less worth. So we see that somebody who respects others, he himself becomes a respected person, one who is worthy of respecting and honoring. Mishnah Beis, Ben Azai Imre Ben Azai says, Hiriyotz the mitzvah kalak v'chamura, one should run to perform a seemingly lighter, smaller mitzvah, just like a mitzvah which is obviously more strict and significant. Uvirach ben Haveira, and you should also run away from an Aveira, even if that Aveira seems to be less significant than other sins. Because apart from the fact that we don't really know what the different levels of mitzvahs and averus are, but even if it would be true that it's less significant or more significant, shemitzvah geres mitzvah, when you do one mitzvah, it leads to another mitzvah. So even if this, you do now a smaller mitzvah, it's going to lead you to want to doing another mitzvah, which is, even according to what you're thinking, more significant. And in a similar vein, the avera geres avera, when you do one avera, it leads to doing another avera. And in fact, the Yetzer Hara usually tries to make you do a smaller avera at the beginning. The Yetzer Hara knows that if he tries to get you to do a significant avera at the beginning, then you're never going to listen to him. So his biggest tactic is to get you to do something small and think, ah, it's tiny. It doesn't matter if you do that small avera. And then he gets you to do it again, and then a bit of a bigger avera, etc., 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 until you're trapped in the Yetzer Hara's snare. And because of that, the Mishnah says that you should run away from any sort of avera at all. And furthermore, says the Mishnah, Shaschar mitzvah mitzvah, the reward of performing one mitzvah is that you'll end up performing another mitzvah. Uschar avera avera. And the reward, or the punishment, the consequence of performing one avera, is that you're going to end up doing another avera. The way that many understand this Mishnah, including the Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim V'Lozhina, is that whenever we perform a mitzvah, as well as the reward which we'll get from Hashem from performing the mitzvah in Olam Haba, the way that the world was set up by Hashem is that whenever somebody performs a mitzvah, something occurs in the world as a result of that mitzvah. A spiritual force or energy which we don't necessarily understand is created as a result of that mitzvah which we did. And one becomes closer to Hashem as a result of that. He himself becomes purer, and therefore he is more inclined to do mitzvahs. And it's a crazy thought. When you do a mitzvah, you didn't just do a good deed. You became a different person who is now, as a person, closer to Hashem. You're a purer person, a purer being, who has a greater desire to do Hashem's will as a result of that mitzvah which you did. You're an entire new person. You've raised your soul, your neshama, above your body to become a new being. And Chas V'Shalom, when one does the opposite, when he does an Aveira, then he becomes covered in layers of impurity, which distance him from Hashem and give him the desire to do Averis more. And this is why you see people who put themselves really on a track of growth and spiritual focus or becoming close to Hashem, often they can grow in ways unimaginable and with such speed, and it seems almost unnatural. But the explanation is that the way that Hashem created the world is that every action which we do is significant. Every mitzvah or chas v'shalom aveira which anybody does has such great power, and there's nothing which we do which is insignificant. So a main message which Ben Azai is giving over here is to recognize the significance of every even small act which somebody does. And he follows this on in Mishnah Gimel, Huya Omer, he would say, Alti baz l'chol adam, you shouldn't be disparaging towards any person, v'alti mafrig l'chol davar, and you shouldn't distance any item, anything, any concept away from you by thinking that it's insignificant. She'ein l'cha adam she'ein eishah, because you have not got any person. No person exists who hasn't got his time, who hasn't got his purpose in this world where he will make a difference. Ve'ein l'cha adam she'ein emokayim, and there's nothing which exists in the world which hasn't got its place. Every person and everything which was created in the entire world has a purpose and will make a difference in the world. And it's a pretty scary thought, but it could be that only if you respect that fact will you be able to be the beneficiary of that good which will come from it. And a great example of this is that famously David HaMelech, at the end of his life, his clothes didn't warm him up. One of the purposes of clothes, apart from covering one's body, is also to keep him warm. But the Tanakh tells us that when David HaMelech got older, his clothes didn't warm him up, and the reason is because he disrespected and wasted in some way an item of clothing. He cut Shaul's garment, and as a punishment for that, the clothes didn't keep him warm. And the explanation of this is, again, an unbelievable idea, that the purpose which any item which Hashem created in the world, the purpose that it fulfills could be only in as much as you value it. And if you don't value something which Hashem created for its purpose, then it could really be that you won't actually benefit from that creation of Hashem. And therefore, over here, Ben Azai emphasizes that one should realize that absolutely everything in this world, not only actions, but this Mishnah is talking more about other people and other items, they all have a purpose, and even if we don't necessarily see it, we need to understand that everything was created, and ultimately everything will serve its function at some point in history. And the Ramchal interestingly says that only in the future, once Moshiach comes, will we be able to recognize the purpose that every single creation ever created served in this world.